This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It's Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Fan After Dark coming up at 7. Had a number of news items throughout the day, including the retirement of Frank Ragnow, Lions great center. And we had CY on back at 4:20. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you're welcome to. I think you'll love it. Here's more on your baseball team with the Chief.
It's amazing just how much the weekend helped Marcus Semien.
Yeah.
And just taking a snapshot.
Unbelievable.
At his numbers. I mean, he raised his batting average 28 points, and his OPS went from 485 to 560. Just one weekend. Now, he was dominant, unsustainably dominant, but one fantastic weekend. I mean, 11 plate appearances, reached base safely in 10 of them. I mean, homer, two baggers, three walks, two stolen bases, six runs across three games. This was the turning point. This is exactly what we needed. He is now an above 200 hitter.
Let's go. It was quite a journey.
It's all we needed.
I always knew he could do it. And by always, I mean not a moment earlier than when CY told me Friday that he could with absolute conviction.
He was
and
serious,
even then,
man.
Even then.
CY looked you right in the eye and told you he's going to come around.
Yeah, even then I was like, okay.
You're kind of like, okay, yeah.
Like, when?
Yeah.
That's incredible confidence that he showed. And, you know, now we just hope that Semien continues tomorrow in Tampa.
Yeah. Seeing him get going here would be awesome, especially with how likable he is, how much we all love Marcus Semien, the consummate professional. You want to see him getting back to playing confident baseball. So,
and he means so much to the team. That's what CY led with today was, you know, when he's good, our offense has a much better chance of being successful. It's crazy they went on the World Series run that they did with Semien struggling for a lot of that October.
For sure. Yeah. And he came up big in some spots, but
yeah,
I think just his general leadership, we hear about it every offseason. He's the guy that's rallying the guys together when it's time to go ahead and get locked in. And he's running the workouts and everything, making sure that everybody is doing what they're supposed to do. So he's absolutely that guy. Great to see him have an awesome weekend. Great to just see the Rangers in general. Josh Smith, LSU Tiger.
Yeah.
He as soon as Broadus put on the Josh Smith LSU jersey on Friday at the ballpark, mm-hmm. It really feels like everything changed for him. He was able to lock in.
We're going to be back out there when the White Sox come to town. We got a long road trip here, right? Tampa, yeah. Nationals, yeah. Twins, and then back at the ballpark. So, yeah, Josh Smith will be out. I'll be back out there with him.
That's right. June 13th, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
G-Bag Nation takes on Globe Life Field once again with the White Sox in town. And they got a nice Coca-Cola Rangers Collision Course ball cap that they're giving out for the first 20,000 fans. Looks nice. That cream color. I'm trying to see if we can't snag one of those when we're out there. The giveaways have been pretty on point.
What's it like, Red Bill? Is it
what? No, it's just like a cream color with
a tea
with like no. I can't even totally tell exactly what the logo is for it.
I think these things are getting
run of the mill tea.
These things are getting so good, it's clear.
Don't you start laughing at me. I got other crap to worry about. I take a glance at the hat. Looks cool. I want one. I know there's something. There's something cool.
Great hat
there.
He's like,
can't tell exactly what it is.
He's like, oh, this hat, man. I'm just telling you right now. It's just, and he can't describe anything. Have you been into the drinks again? Are you over there in the drinks?
No, I'm not in the drinks at all. I mean, I'm sipping on some, I believe, Peruvian coffee. And just a little bit of water. That's all I can say for myself.
Maybe dipped into the drinks over there, you know?
No. There's no dipping into the drinks. I think we only have the 10 MGs now, anyways.
Yeah.
Gonna need a handful.
Not to ruin my day.
Yeah, I would probably. That would put you to bed for sure.
If your cannabinoid receptors have not been stimulated in 3 decades, you probably shouldn't take that at work.
What are you doing?
That's just trying to be professional.
You're not lying. I mean, maybe 40 years. That's really, I mean, that's kind of how,
way back.
40 years, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I think these items are so premium. It's obvious you're getting a lot of help from your sponsors because we couldn't afford to give these away. I was thinking, how much are the Rangers losing on some of these items? But you get the sponsors and then
the rings. They did. Those rings were cheap to make for, you know, those championship rings. Those were like high quality stuff.
Yeah.
The jerseys, the material and stuff for the jerseys. They gave away the Texas Tech jerseys the other day. Saw some people walking around with them. Man, super nice.
Yeah, high quality.
They got a shop. I think there's a shop at the stadium. I hope I'm not messing this up.
I can confirm there's a
shop. You think
they're
banging them out?
No, I think you could go buy that stuff.
Oh.
I think you could kind of go in there, and if you want to get an LSU jersey, I think you could go buy one.
Jersey looks a lot better when it's free $99, though. You know what I'm saying, Broadus?
Oh, absolutely.
But the quality of the buttons, how it's sewn, the stitching, they're like stitched. It's not like... It's not
they're not just pressing crap on.
They're not. Yeah, it's like real jerseys.
It's going to be Mexican Heritage Cap Night.
Remember, we looked
at
those hats.
That's what it's going to be. That's what it is when we get out there for the White Sox game.
Oh, we've seen those hats before,
Friday
the
13th. Cream color with black accents. There's the T on the side of the hat, but in front it's just like a circle with some type of artistry going on, and then you have the state of Texas.
Remember last year, though, that we saw the hats for the Hispanic? They were really nice. I think they were all black hats that we saw that were really, really nice last year.
Yeah, I think this might be the same hat, but it's just reversed. And it's the cream with the black accents.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
817 has a great text. Says, I sent a message Sunday to mention how Semien hit a grand slam 2 years ago and turned his season around. And after his first game against the Cards, I texted in that, and it seems he's doing the same thing again. It's the 2 year anniversary of his turnaround from 2023, right on schedule.
There's something about him. It's just, it takes him a little while to get going.
Tech's million-dollar softball pitcher's pitching tonight.
She gets a million-dollar
bag. Yeah. I think her name's Connolly. I think I messed up there. But yeah, she's Candy. Is that how you say it?
Kennedy.
Yeah. She's a million-dollar pitcher.
Yeah, she's painting the corners. Wow, she's touching 74.
Yeah.
Beating Oklahoma ain't easy.
No.
We have to spend some serious oil money.
Change up right there. Holy moly. Speaking of that, my LSU Tigers playing Little Rock tonight. Chance to get eliminated by a team that's under 500. They lost 13 to 14 games.
Don't go full Vanderbilt.
Yeah, the UTSA team hadn't done anything in like 7 postseason trips. Yeah. They hadn't won a single game, and it's just like the little schools have the biggest number.
Twice.
I think they're getting revenge from college basketball.
Yeah.
Made my theory.
Well, there's a lot of the top seeds are out of this tournament now, and a lot of them are SEC schools.
Yeah.
It just means
they're
more.
Bounced.
It just means more to everybody else.
We will not be
the
seeing.
The upsets do. Upsets mean more.
Yeah. I wonder what type of SEC presence we'll have in Omaha with, what is it, Rocco's with the Jello Shots?
Well, if
it's the SEC schools that really run up the numbers there. I'm sure
the Tigers
Rocco's
get there,
is
you know that's a church. That's done. Yeah. It's over.
New record.
Yeah. I might show up just to have some shots with them.
You should.
Did you just get a text from somebody?
No, I got an Adam Schefter update. He's telling me something I already know, which is that the Eagles have traded Bryce Huff to the Niners for a 2026 mid-round pick. I guess it's become...
Lindbergh lands in Paris.
Become super official. I don't know. Like, Adam Schefter, you reported that
What are you getting, old
ago.
News?
Yeah, I don't understand. I accidentally clicked the button where they ping you when Schefter drops a bomb.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why I'm getting that one now. Chris Martin threw a live bullpen over the weekend, and it looks like, I mean, you had CY telling us the return shall be imminent for him. The Evan Carter stuff as well in terms of updates on getting guys back. So he was referencing sort of the logjam there as we await the return of Adolis Garcia and when we will be seeing him again. But you have, I mean, Evan Carter's getting going. Osuna's been playing well.
Yeah, Osuna.
Haggerty's.
That's, you know, our guy.
Making a place for himself. Yeah, Osuna's definitely our guy. Looking forward to the Rangers player show tomorrow, as a matter of fact, 3:20. Looking forward to seeing who that guy's going to be. Now,
Osuna can come back if he wants.
I would be down for it. I'd be down for Osuna as much as possible.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. Corbin Burnes left his last start for Arizona.
He looked bad.
Yeah, it absolutely
He turned around
bad.
And he turned around and told his teammates that my elbow's effed.
Yeah, your lip reading skills are on point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a huge blow. And that's a team that just gave him a 6-year, $200+ million deal.
Yep, big deal.
He will be on the ice for a while here, especially if it's something that's actually serious. But even if it's not crazy serious, that's going to be one of those where you got a lot of big picture thinking going on there in Arizona. That's a huge blow for them. And then congratulations to the Colorado Rockies. Officially become the first team ever to reach 50 losses before winning 10 games.
That's crazy. Yeah, I saw that over the weekend. I didn't realize it. I mean, they were in the right place at the right time for us a couple of weeks ago. Can't imagine what
playing
life
Miami
been like
right
if you hadn't
now,
been able to play them.
They're playing in Miami. It looks like a little league game. There's like the parents are in the stands. That's it.
Yeah, dude, you're not getting people in Miami to go watch the Rockies and the Marlins.
You could sit in those seats like where you and I sat for the playoffs, like right behind the dugout. You could literally sit there right now if you went to this game.
Yeah.
There's that many. It's like parents are for the players really at the game.
The Rockies have lost 22 consecutive series dating back to last season.
With as good as that division is, I think the only way to imagine we're going to beat the Dodgers is with an Astros-like tank. We got a tank for 5 years, and we need to hit, you know.
They're always going to outspend us.
We need Altuve, Bregman, two other guys, and here we come.
Yeah, we'll get to those Dodgers here in a second. What do you guys think the run differential is right now for the Rockies? If you had to guess, they're 59 games into the season.
125, minus 125.
Minus 125. The Rangers, by the way, plus 3.
Okay? Yeah,
plus
Rangers
3.
Plus 3.
Sitting in the green.
Rockies, minus 136.
Minus 185. Oh. Their run differential, minus 185.
That I mean, I looked at status. It like the difference was 40 games times 3 each game. So they've lost by an average of 5 runs in these games, dang near. 4.5 runs.
They're getting tore up.
I wonder if there's a minor league team out there that's actually better.
Don't do that.
I think it's a real conversation.
You're gonna have Amari Cooper calling you up. There's no way in hell.
He tore your ass up on that debate.
You don't think Sebastian Walcott is going
tore him
freaking
up.
Totally yard?
He quit. No, he got traded after I got into him.
I don't think he had to say anything other than his chuckle when you were asking the question. I think he won it right there.
I'll tell you what, man. There were some good Alabama teams he played on.
You just asked him straight up, could an Alabama team beat the worst NFL team?
Yeah.
And he
you
just,
don't remember that?
I mean, it's been some time. Sorry.
Were we all together when that was happening?
No, unfortunately, we were not.
That was Jeff's last year with us, maybe?
Yeah.
Jeff's last season. You didn't do Cooper with us?
No, we didn't get to do Amari. But, I mean, I certainly listened to plenty of them.
My man would be, like, calling us. He'd be driving, like, his Ferrari.
Oh, it felt like he was always in the car.
He was shipped, and, like, he'd be, like, answer questions.
Yeah, you could hear it in the background. It was amazing. Yeah.
You know, it's like a big-time race car. You're like, God, it sounds nice.
Jeff Passan, ESPN MLB insider.
He's kind of a tiny guy.
Oh, is he?
He's a tiny guy. Remember you, like, bumped into him when you were, like, in the hamburger line at the World Series?
Oh, that's right.
You kind of knocked him out of the way to get a hamburger.
He wanted nothing to do with us.
No, absolutely not.
No, he was
but
on
you were like
national insider
he was,
high horse.
He was right by the hamburger buffet. Chief was loading it up, and he just elbowed him to get him out of the way.
He's supposedly, purportedly 5'9".
Mark B on your Scantron for false.
Yeah, that's false advertising.
Yeah.
He's a sub-5'9 guy.
He's a tiny guy.
Well, I think he's just so weird. Like, I don't think he was thinking, I'm better than you. He's probably thinking, oh my God, you know, here's some weird guys way cooler than me.
You know what's
I better just look at my shoes and leave.
I think I was wearing my Crocs.
Yeah, we were not dressed to be in that press box. But the thing I think was, the thing about that I was amazed, he wasn't even watching the game. Like, the game was going on, and he was like holding court, like he was in a bar, just talking, you know, oh, hey, Billy, hey, you know, like moving around.
Are you saying a guy like Jeff Passan might just box score it? Wow. Yeah, get Sandler on the horn.
Quite the allegation.
Sandler's going to tear his ass up.
I'm just telling you right now that he was not in his seat watching the game, nor was he standing in front of a television. He was just kind of getting in your way at the hamburger line.
Yeah, he absolutely was getting in my way.
Even he knows the game is pretty boring unless your team's kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah, he's trying to pass in the time. So he just randomly tweets out yesterday, the Rockies are now 9-50. Now, are you guys familiar with the Twitter account Barry on here?
Miami's up 3-1 right now, yeah.
On the fast track to 9-51.
Look at the stands. Oh, Chief, wait, I meant to show you the stands. Maybe we'll show them real quick. They're going to Boston. They're going to Boston here.
That's what they should be doing the entire broadcast of that game, is just cutting in and out of all the other games that are going on around MLB right now.
It's like all of a sudden the Miami.
We're taking care of you, audience at home, doing everything in our Miami power to keep you from having to watch this game that's actually on.
Score 3-1. Let's go. Let's kick it over to Fenway Park.
I think Raymond and Bassett are doing a great job, but if every MLB telecast was its own version of MLB Red Zone, I think that would be an improvement. Okay. We're going to guarantee you scores throughout the next 2.5 hours. What was that Twitter account you asked me about?
Barry on here. Are you guys familiar with him? He used to be a much more vulgar name, Barry
Mick.
Yes. Okay. Barry Mick. He's now just Barry on here, but he's just a bit account, and it's 9 times out of 10 pretty funny crap that he's tweeting out. But he responded to Jeff Passan, who tweeted out the Rockies are now 9-50 yesterday, and Barry says, Jeff, my wife won't talk to me anymore, and I think she's having an affair. What should I do? And Passan responds, she says hi.
Oh, yes. I did see that. Yeah.
Wow, Jeff. And then he says, Jeff, why would you say that? He goes, she said it, bro. I'm just a reporter.
That is excellent stuff there.
That is really good stuff.
I was giving him a hard time. That was pretty clever.
Yeah. The
written word.
The rare.
Don't ask him to do it in person.
Baseball dunking.
How did Bassick do on Roku yesterday? I didn't get a chance either.
I was just listening to the radio broadcast.
I was too.
I was driving up here and getting ready for the BetMGM program.
Right. Sorry about that, Mike.
Also wanted to throw out here, I wonder what ends up happening. There was, of course, you had Yankees, Dodgers over the weekend in LA.
Sweep them.
Yeah, Dodgers getting after him.
Mets are in town to get that sweep, too. Get ready.
Well, there was a Yankees fan who had, there was like a good-sized rock, basically, probably like a little bit bigger than a baseball, and it was concrete that fell from the Dodgers, like from the roof of the ballpark.
No. Dodger Stadium?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Just a piece of concrete that comes flying down. It lands allegedly on the back of a Yankee fan.
Oh, no.
And from what I understand, he's fine.
He's about to collect a 7-figure check.
He was, they say, in some pain, but all it was the hit. He's not bleeding, but he's in some pain.
Okay, let me ask you this next question.
I'm like, bro, what? Okay. How much bag is he going to get for this?
There's no seats above him, right? There was no concrete falling from... You know, I'm saying structural problems. Was this like in the outfield where he's?
It was up around the rim of the.
Yeah, you know how
he's probably sitting behind home plate.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Would you be worried about all of a sudden pieces of concrete?
Yes.
And now you got people up there, and like, could the stands collapse?
I guarantee there's been at least one inspector there today, right?
God, I hope more than that. They got a game tonight.
Well, it happened on Friday night. They still had to play the whole rest of the weekend. Jeez. And they put out a statement like, hey, we're getting this thing looked at. And
see, that's what I would be worried about.
Until notice where your heart happened.
Yeah, like how am I supposed to feel confident showing up to Dodgers?
How about me almost getting hit by a ball the other day? I don't know how that ball got to me.
Oh, I totally forgot about that, dude.
How did that ball get up there? Do you think someone threw it?
I do.
I don't think somebody hit that ball. They threw it up there.
I do feel like we would have heard the sound, the crack of that
bat.
That's
a 600-foot home run, isn't it?
Yeah, that's 600 feet where it landed in the Comerica backyard where we were
broadcasting. So somebody had to throw it from the outfield over, and they missed, and it hit me.
I guess so. I guess that's what happens. Somebody's shagging balls in the outfield. They get one, and then they just launch it up. Because at that point, there were fans in this in the ballpark, yeah. So they were maybe trying to gift the fan, but put too much mustard on it. Yeah. And then it hits you right in your rocking chair. That was crazy. But we'll see. I'm excited to follow this to see what this Yankee fan gets in terms of payment from the Dodgers.
Yeah, I would not be saying I'm fine today.
Insurance company's paying for this.
I would say at least 100 grand.
I would be worried about sitting in that lower bowl if I knew that pieces of concrete above me and there's maybe 7,000 fans above me, you know, that could fall, that part could fall. That would bother me.
I wouldn't be able to enjoy myself.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, I wouldn't either. I'd leave.
I'm looking for a refund, too, until you can give me confirmation that I'm going to be safe. Thank you, Chief. That proper round tripper instead of Woolchuck, who is out today. He'll probably return tomorrow, right?
I hope. No, he will definitely be here tomorrow. I just hope I didn't take any of tomorrow's Round the Bases content from him.
Yeah,
you should see his face.
There will be hell to pay.
I was busting his chops yesterday about that.
He gets so salty about that.
It's like, dude, there's only so much baseball content to go around. Don't you dare steal.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
Sports Hodgepodge coming up next. What do you got?
Let's reminisce on the good times that was Inside the NBA on TNT.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. You're on 105.3 The Fan. It's time now for an evening sports hodgepodge to close this baby out. Salute to the great Chris Young. Joined us 2 hours ago. You can go back and listen with the Odyssey app. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's the chief of that podge.
Okay, seeing this in real time, 2027 four-star quarterback Gunnar Rivers is at Texas today visiting.
Oh, that's Phillip's kid.
Phillip Rivers' son.
He looks just like his dad.
Yeah, he reps the number 17. I see that. I don't know much about him, but four-star quarterback 2027, as at Vern Dumquist on Twitter said, we're about to get one of these every 1 or 2 years for the next decade.
Yeah, I was wondering, is this the first one? Is this the first river? So he's one for one so far?
I believe so, yeah. And he's got a ridiculous number. I mean, at least one of those kids is going to be fantastic at whatever sport they end up going for.
As long as you didn't get dad's throwing motion, I thought he overcame a lot there.
That's true. I did. That's a great point. I need to look at this kid's highlight tape and see how he spins it.
They got but if they get all the toughness out of their dad, that those kids will be fine. Their dad is so competitive, man. He's overcome. I bet you the kid spins it pretty good.
Oh, I guarantee. I mean, four-star. Yeah. So, I mean, his dad obviously got away with it. I wonder if Philip Rivers...
His dad was a pusher.
Yeah, he was a bit of a pusher. I wonder if he was trying to coach that out of his own. So, like, hey, don't do what I do, okay? I'm kind of an outlier here. Don't watch me do that. Okay, so we talked about earlier, Saquon Barkley going to be on the cover of Madden 26.
Is that the curse? They have that curse for that thing?
I'm seeing it unveiled here.
I'm not saying what... is part of that, but there's a curse, right?
Ian Hartitz on Twitter.
Ian who?
Hartitz.
Okay.
Hartitz.
I thought we established over the summer that that word is banned in both languages, Chief. I'm disappointed in you.
Hartitz. Ian Hartitz, we can go with. I do wonder, is it Hartitz or just Hartitz?
No,
pronunciation.
No.
Should I have just gone Ian there?
No.
Maybe I shouldn't have given him
credit
at all.
The way you said it initially, I thought you said it.
Ian Hartitz. Anyways, he's got the games played, the last four running backs to make the Madden cover. Do you guys know who they are? Could you guys name the last four running backs on the Madden cover? I bet I could give
Barry
you the
Sanders
rest of
like
time.
On the Barry Sanders on the cover of the anniversary one?
Barry Sanders is one of the four most recent running backs on the Madden cover.
LaDainian Tomlinson. Cleveland Browns white guy.
Peyton Hill is good call.
Peyton Hill is good call.
Thought that was going to burn you. You also had.
How about Marshall Faulk?
No.
Ding, ding.
Oh.
Not of the last four running backs. Last four running backs, Christian McCaffrey.
Sean Alexander. Okay.
Peyton Hillis.
Christian McCaffrey was the other one. We would have got there.
Yeah. No, I think you would have got there.
At least by the second hour Fan After Dark.
by tomorrow at 2, top stories of the day, we've nailed it.
Way to give us a chance over there.
Christian McCaffrey was on the cover and then played 4 games the next season. Peyton Hillis played 10 games.
Don't be a D word over there.
And Sean Alexander only played 10 games as well. Yeah. So in terms of running backs on the cover, not always going to be a good thing for the following season.
How many carries did Barkley have last year? I think this is probably
1,200.
That whenever you get the award, you're coming off a year where they totally ran you a lot. And I don't think we fully understand how that has a wear and tear on running backs, that even when they feel fine and they look the same speed, there's something in there. They got whooped, you know,
yeah,
for an entire 4 or 5 month period.
Okay, I want to play you guys this sound before we pay our respects to Inside the NBA.
345, Dawson.
345 okay. Carries?
Yeah.
Including playoffs, though, it had to go to 400, right?
Yeah.
And
well,
also...
I'm just looking. It says he, in the 2024 season with the Philadelphia Eagles, led the NFL with 345 carries for 2,005 yards, 13 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's regular season stuff.
Mm.
Plus all the receptions. So, yeah. I mean, that's a 400-touch year. Anyways, Tim McMahon, we know him well, covers the Mavs. He was on the Hoop Collective podcast, as he usually
Getting
is.
Getting close on the end of his book.
Windhorse and Bond Temps. And for whatever reason, they teed him up on the Dallas Stars because McMahon is the Texas guy in the conversation. Of course, the Stars season has ended. They asked him about the Stars, and I can't believe the route that he took it.
Here's the thing. I'll just tell you real honestly, like Texas folks who are hockey fans, it's because they don't know anything about it, real sports.
Oh, my God.
Like they don't know crap about football. They don't know crap about basketball. They don't know crap about baseball. And so
Toronto like better hockey, not make it back to the finals anytime soon because if McMahon is at the finals in Toronto,
he's going to get
taken down.
Hockey's like this newfangled hipster thing down here in Texas.
They've been there 25 or 30 years.
Okay, that's fairly newfangled to me. I was a teenager when they started bringing these stupid hockey fans.
That was a long time ago, buddy.
Okay, well, I have not grown up since then.
Clearly. We love you for it.
Stupid hockey fans. Hipster hockey fans. They don't know crap about real sports, says Tim McMahon.
I hope all those stupid hockey fans bought his book already so he didn't have to.
Yeah. Well, he's alleging that the stupid hockey fans don't know enough about basketball to even care to read the Luka book that he wrote.
Probably
I would say hockey fans, you know, per capita live in their own sports bubble more than anybody but Cowboy fan per capita. You know, Cowboys fans are, you know, once you get inside the fans, Cowboys audience, they're very passionate. They care about all the sports, but like statewide or worldwide, I don't know. There are so many people that love the Cowboys that don't watch any other sport. Stars are you know, far off on that, but I'd say way more than the Mavs or Rangers. By the way, 482 total touches, runs, and passes for Saquon Barkley playoffs and regular season. The last two to go over 400 did have fall offs, but I mean, it should be noted that Barkley was at nearly 6 yards an attempt and went through totally healthy.
5.8, yeah.
But the last two that kind of had that many touches. Did have significant downturns, and that would I'll get you those names here in just a second.
Okay, very good. In the meantime, let's go
Terrell Davis and Larry Johnson.
Boom. Back to you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's pay some respects to inside the NBA. Now they're not gone forever, so it's not super emotional. They're still going to be doing Shaq, Kenny, Charles, Ernie.
Just on a different channel, right? I have to find him now?
It's going
to
be, you're going to have to find him now. It's going to be on ESPN.
It's going
to
be so weird because when I see that ESPN basketball set, I automatically turn out. You know, I'm like, I'm not watching this. Just let me know when the tip-off is.
Yeah.
And they have also made their segment so short, right? Can we get the same product just on a different set? I hope so.
Yeah, that is a great point. The amount of commercials on the ESPN pregame and halftime shows, it's a total joke. You're like, oh, okay, here we go. And then it's almost like they bring it in and then tease to the next thing.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I hope.
Are they going to let him stay in Atlanta, or are they
going to
have
him? Yeah, they're, everything's going to remain the same in terms of the production team,
the graphics,
the desk. Yes, but apparently Charles Barkley was telling Dan Patrick, one, he says he thinks he's only personally got like 2 years left in the tank, even though he's got like 7 years left on his contract. Yeah. So that's one thing about Charles. The other thing was he said that they were actually doing like pilot episodes to where I think they're like TNT's trying to keep it to where they can still do some of their shows with TNT. And so, but Barkley was explaining like how tough it is because TNT no longer has the rights to the NBA. So it's like you're doing a show, you have no highlights that you can actually play. So that's one of the things. He's like, this is ridiculous because if we're doing it with TNT, if we're doing random like inside the NBA shows on TNT, we're not going to have any type of visual NBA highlights that you're accustomed to. You're not going to have Kenny breaking it down for you or anything like that. And that's like a huge part of the show. And then the other thing he said was like, oftentimes if we're doing it there, like there's going to be NBA games on somewhere else. A basketball fan is just going to want to watch the basketball on the other channel, then watch us not show any highlights and just kind of talk about it, I guess. So he thought that was kind of BS. And I don't even know how real that's actually going to be, where they're kind of ping ponging ESPN and TNT, but they're definitely going to be on ESPN. They're going to do pregame, they're going to do halftime, and they're going to do post games.
So
and just them. I'm sure you'll get plenty of Stephen A. Smith,
what, Malika,
maybe a Malika, maybe a Windhorse. I mean, they'll use some. I would imagine they would use some other ESPN faces and personalities to mix in.
But their show effectively replaces ESPN pregame and postgame on a couple of nights a week.
I guess, yeah. At least for like the super marquee. Like once you turn the page, once you get to like Christmas.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden they're going to be taking it real seriously, and games are going to feel bigger, and they're going to make sure that inside the NBA is going to be their main show for pre and post and halftimes and stuff. So I don't know. We'll have to see what differences it makes, but at least they're still going to be around. Now I wanted to just play, because there's a great thread going on Twitter right now. Like, what's your favorite NBA on TNT moment? And there's just clips galore. I mean, you could spend all day watching these clips. So I pulled a couple of them. The first one I want to start with is Shaquille O'Neal, and this is topical. This is from years ago when Pascal Siakam was on the Raptors still, but now he is obviously going for championship number two for himself with the Pacers. He's the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Sorry, Tyrese Halliburton. It was a neck-and-neck vote-off, by the way. It was like 5-4. Could have gone either way, but Siakam was a monster in the series. Mm-hmm. He totally was. He's scoring 30-plus points. Game two, 39 points. Really, really dragged the Pacers to that game two win. But this was Shaq a few years ago, and this is just great, great Shaq stuff.
You got your eyes on Pascal.
No, I got my eyes on Siakam.
Pascal Siakam.
Oh, I never knew his first
check,
name.
Check, please.
First of all, I don't call him Pascal.
Okay.
Siakam.
He's like, he knew the Siakam. He wasn't familiar with the Pascal.
Yeah.
That's par for the course. I mean, that's part of the thing that we love about them is sometimes they'll get caught up in the air. And they literally play a game with Charles. Who does this guy play for? Because they don't always know exactly what's going on in the league that they actually cover. This was a recent Charles Barkley one. This was actually from just the other night as they were closing down the show in the post game, and this was the last words said on the broadcast. Barkley being very self aware about where he's headed in the afterlife.
Manageable game if you're Indiana. You're down 11.
We hired it at
6:45.
We up in the clouds.
We up in the clouds. I could touch God right now. That's the only chance I'm ever gonna get to see him.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm going to hell.
Damn.
But I'm gonna see a lot
sure
of y'all
is.
With me.
A lot of
y'all laughing
with
at
me.
Home. I'm gonna see you. Hey, Shaq. Good to see you again.
And you're gonna have on some gasoline draws.
They're just wild. That's literally how the show ends. Like, they're just ridiculous. Here was Shaq and Chuck getting into it, and there was chicken wings on the table. They were eating. They were giving analysis. Shaq gets interrupted, and then he gets really sensey.
Shaq, you want to look ahead to game five of this series?
Another must win for Cleveland.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't want to mess around. Chuck, you have no idea what we're talking about.
It's a real must win for Boston.
Because you've only been to the finals once. So
riding on Dwayne Wade's and Kobe's coattails.
Doesn't matter, Chuck. I got the same thing you got, and I passed you up 10 years
ago. Just letting you know.
Anyway,
if I had been riding on Kobe's coattails
anyway,
and Dwayne Wade's.
Anyway.
And Alonzo Mourning, too. I forgot about
must
him.
Must win for those guys. Everybody
and Rick
knows
Fox.
You're a bum.
Rick Fox.
People question why you're in the Hall of
Fisher.
Fame anyway, bum.
I would say this, Shaq.
No, it's about
why did that get so personal? We're talking about game five.
Because Chuck always interrupt me. Don't interrupt me, Chuck. I'm going to punch you right in your face.
Yeah,
I'll
tell you what. We're going to be moving some furniture.
Okay, I got you.
I'm going to throw one of these chicken wings at your fat ass.
Okay.
You're going to grab it like one of those birds do.
You're going to do what?
Come on, man. Quit
running
around. I got it, man.
Yeah.
No, come on, man.
I don't
want to get on this old cheap suit Kenny got on.
Papa was a roller.
Stabbing them with a trident.
I will throw these chicken wings at your fat ass was said during that heated debate. And then finally, we know Chuck has roasted just women in general, San Antonio women, really geographically, everybody's open to be roasted by Chuck. And this is a throwback to one of his, Kenny setting him up.
The women be milking that baby thing, too.
Oh, okay.
Charles.
Hey,
it can't be nearly as bad as playing a basketball game with a sprained ankle.
I tried to stop. You heard me try to stop him.
I'm telling you.
You heard me try to stop him.
Hey, come on. Why you never buy a woman a watch?
Say it again, Kenny.
Why you never buy a woman a watch?
Because there's a clock on the stove.
Oh, I mean, dude.
I just wondered. I always wondered why, you know.
Hey,
come on, Ernie.
I've heard it all before.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Come on, Ernie.
Charles is just one of one, man. I would be worried about getting too buttoned up going to ESPN, but McAfee's blowing the doors off that. It might get more wheels off. This might be, you know, exactly what they need, you know.
I would hope so. I would hope they've understood, like, hey, let these guys do what they want to do here. It's not broken. Do not try and fix it.
No.
But they do get sensitive with their partners, like the NBA is their league partner, and ESPN will be like, hey, don't be talking trash. These guys talk a lot of trash.
If I was in charge of ESPN, I'm like, man, the culture is not only those guys on the set, but it's all their support staff. They're gonna send us a signal of their show. Two or three times a week. That's all we're doing.
Do nobody go down there and try to dork around and reinvent the wheel because they got it on lock. Okay, we'll crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for in a Monday night next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. About to hand it off to the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake. And gentlemen, good evening. How the heck are you?
Feeling good, man. I get to sit in Woolchuck's chair for crosstalk since he's not here.
I had my sunglasses on right now to go with the song vibes, but all I can give you is these ridiculous glasses. It's these ridiculous.
I think they're a good
glasses.
Look.
You went from Fred to Frederick real quick. Right? You do look like a Hollywood hipster there. Maybe,
it does help with the floaters. I'm not going to lie. It really, really does. Oh, I got bad floaters.
In your vision?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bad.
And what caused those?
Well, it's funny you say that. No, I'm convinced that when I had this accident almost 2 years ago where I was hit by a semi and I wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Ooh. And was knocked out for 18 minutes.
You called the Frankels?
No, because it wasn't. The Frankels would have said, look, bro.
Only God could help him at that point.
You're bad.
We work on a contingency basis, and you ain't going to make any money off this, so get to stepping. And that's exactly what I did, but survived. And so I've had these really bad floaters ever since. And so I don't know what to do about it. I put these glasses on, and they go away.
How about that, dude?
How about that?
True story. Did you get T-boned? Or is this head on?
No. I mean, true story. So I'm bebopping down for anybody in the Metroplex that knows where I-10 and Baytown is over in H-Town. Your boy's bebopping down the road, had to do a roofing job, and there was a dead body on the other side of the freeway. Okay? And so, you know, we're all rubbernecking looking at it, you know, because that's what you do. And then I look back, and the lady in front of me is like, oh, I'm going to really slow down and look at said dead body. So your boy's doing like 70. Okay, so I swerve out of the way, 18-wheeler coming by, bop, hits Fred, throws him into the median. I'm knocked out for 18 minutes, but we live to tell the tale.
With no seatbelt on,
come
doing
on, bro.
70. Dude.
Built different, as the kids say.
What was broken?
Nothing.
Holy cow.
My spirit.
Bro, you go inverted? Spirit. Did you get launched from the car?
Nope.
So you stayed in, you had it rolled?
Let me tell you something. Volkswagens?
Pretty tough.
Cars of steel. Cars of steel. And,
it's a Jetta?
You know, your boy was, 225. That's how they think.
He'd been hitting that gym.
Like a pinball, bro. Bam. And it was so funny because I didn't see... I see the wrecker that following Monday, and the wrecker's like, bro, they thought you were dead. They're about to call Lifelight.
Did the semi apologize to you?
Yeah. He just kept on rolling.
Didn't even see to see if you were okay.
He didn't stop.
Wait, he just really kept rolling?
Is that his run? Dude, look, all I know is this.
Well, you were out. You don't know what happened.
All I know is this. When I came to, I'm in the back of an ambulance, okay? And they're like, I need you to remember these next three numbers. Okay, now why I remember him saying that, and I don't remember what the three numbers are, anybody's guess. I'm sure some neurologists out there can probably tell us. Homeboy's like, look, we got into a high accident, no seatbelt. We got to take you to a trauma center. We're going to take you to this hospital. And I said, go and take me to the VA. Like, we're in Baytown. We're not taking you over there. I said, you know what? Let me call my homegirl. Let me come get her. She come picks me up. Boom. Picks me up at the Buc-ee's. Okay. Your boy's kind of cute.
What?
You are ridiculous. Picks me up, takes me to the VA. All right, we're at the VA. Doctor gets the whole spiel to him, and he's like, look, you got to go to a trauma center.
We were trying to do that 2 hours ago.
We got to take you to a trauma center. Go to the trauma center. Boom. Your boy's hanging out, gets all the tests done, whatever. We wait, and if anybody's ever been to Ben Taub in Houston, you already know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's wild over there. Anyway, I got this poor Asian gal, head split open, okay? We're all sitting there hanging out waiting. I'm like, hey, what happened to you? She's like, oh, I got hit coming from a stop going 4 or 5 miles an hour. And somebody ran a stop sign. Boom. She hits her head on the steering wheel. Head split open.
Oh,
Freddie D's just bouncing around with a blackened eye like, hey, Astros Rangers. And that was game 5 that night. I'm puking out the side of a car because that head did start to hurt later on that evening. I think it was Jose Altuve hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth.
Yes. This is the World Series run?
No, ALCS, yes.
Yeah, that was here. Wow.
Rangers Astros.
So while we're partying, you're puking.
That night you didn't party because, like I said, Altuve hit a home run that night.
Shout out Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah. Your boy was hanging out the side of the car, though, puking because I'll tell you what, all that concussion. Adrenaline wore off. Yeah, it was. The doctor comes to me that day, and I'll never forget as long as he lives. He comes up to me and he says, look, I don't know what or who you pray to, but tell him thanks.
Huh.
Because you're good.
Wow. So you had a bad concussion for a while? That's it?
I mean, that's what they say.
Huh. You were right back out on the next day?
I mean, I was out that weekend. Let's put it down. Your boy took the weekend off.
See y'all Monday.
You're
unbelievable.
Now, I'll tell you what. True story. I'm on a roof the following week. Okay. Now, they didn't tell dizzy. Me. They didn't tell me about the equilibrium thing.
Yeah,
all right. So I'm on this two-story roof a week later. And I go to take a step, and I'm like, oh, and just drop. Now, luckily, I caught myself, and I was like, okay, let me just kind of scooch down.
Be roofing from my belly
in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Even worse part, the following Friday, guy I worked with took a hot dose of fentanyl, died.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Just a wild day. Just a wild couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's call it what it is. Roofing's not for the faint of heart, people. Let's call it what it is.
Well, appreciate that stroll down to Fred Davis memory lane. How the hell are you doing, Blake?
A lot of, I wouldn't say as crazy as Fred's life.
I got a paper cut the other day.
It's been a crazy couple of days.
I was going to say.
What's
safe for air anyway?
We might dive into some of it during the air. But, it's, just going through middle age problems.
Middle age problems.
You can't be in the middle.
Am I middle age?
How old are you?
No, you're 25, bro. I'm middle-aged.
So I'm just young.
You're
adult.
Not.
Yeah, young adult. Yeah.
Young adult Hopefully life. Yeah. Found some gray in my hair last couple of days, so that's been...
That's not the only thing you found.
That's been peculiar.
No.
I'm excited for what this radio show has, because we only have a couple hours today.
Oh, really? I thought you had full four.
No, full four, but I'm saying this week. I meant to say this week.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm off the rest of the week after this, so I got to go help my sister move. She's getting divorced. That's a whole other story, so whatever.
Right on, dude. Well, we're looking forward to it. Get your Fan After Dark in while you can. It's coming up next with Fred and Blake, and at least Fred's on one. Blake, if you need a rescue, just let me know. Okay, send up a smoke signal. I'll be in here. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup of their Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went 5 flawless once again. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, tune in at 2:25. We replay the champ for you. Thanks to Chief. Well, Chuck should be back tomorrow. Thanks to Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation, Eddies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.